Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Andy, we're going to talk about some other topics, but just as a citizen, what are your thoughts when you hear the news that Osama bin Laden is dead?
You know, I remember where I was on that morning back in 2001, and I will always remember where I was, and I will always remember where I was when I found out that finally justice had been done, you know, thoughts and prayers immediately went out to those who, of course, lost family. And for some folks, of course, they waited days, weeks to find out for sure that, in fact, their loved ones were gone. And while nothing will ever return their loved ones, we certainly hope that the news from last night begins to bring them some peace and help begin closing some doors on what was a very ugly chapter, and hopefully they feel that a sense of justice has been done while, of course, the fight continues.
Tell us the story. Where were you, and where did you watch, and what were you thinking?
I was working at another, I was working at a different group at the time, but I remember, you know, sitting, it was a beautiful day in Lansing, and I was preparing for a big event that night that we had going on with the Lieutenant Governor, and I remember I was listening to a radio talk show, and you know, when you're busy, you're working, and it's kind of hard to. But did I just hear on the radio that a plane just struck the Empire State Building? Not the Empire State, the World Trade Center in New York City. And what's going on? And next thing you know, you hear about another one. And of course, at this point, fully tuned in, fully listening. It seems the rest of the world is fully tuned as to what's going on. And again, just remember sitting there and everything that was going on. And of course, I will always remember that I was sitting in my living room with my wife when we found out that in fact that this man, this evil man, had justice brought to him.
Well, let's talk about some other topics. We're going to be talking about this topic throughout the morning. The Lansing restaurant owners and retailers and even students working at the high school store say a debit card swipe fees have forced them to pay big banks and credit card companies big money, and they believe that it's hurting their business, it's hurting their opportunities to make a living. And they're going to talk about this at a pretty cool media roundtable. Talk about this.
Yeah, we're putting together an event this morning with retailers, with those who, of course, have really no choice but to accept credit and debit cards, to talk about some very significant bipartisan reform that we were able to win in Washington, D.C. last year in the Congress. And again, we always try to point out that it was bipartisan in an era when very little is done that is not partisan. This was some bipartisan legislation that would put a cap on excessive debit card fees. It was signed into law last year, and it's expected to go into law July 21st. The average cost of processing a debit card transaction for a retailer turns out to be about 44 cents per transaction. 44 cents per transaction. So every time a restaurant or a small merchant accepts a debit card as payment, 44 cents is going to pay off the bank or the credit card company for the processing of that, which is strange when you consider that only about 4 cents is what it takes to actually process the transaction. Now, I'm not here to say that profit is a bad word. Certainly not. Everyone goes into business to make money. However, the big banks, Wall Street, received hundreds of billions in bailouts not too long ago, yet they are literally taking merchants and restaurants by the feet, dangling them upside down, and shaking all those cents out of their pockets. So new rules that will go into effect in July will limit that transaction to about 12 cents per transaction. So the event is to really draw attention to what it costs to accept plastic and to draw attention to these significant reforms and to make sure that they go into effect.
You know, what's interesting about this is the fact that banks, as you know, and credit unions also, for years and years and years, were in the business of loaning money. And when it was found out that you can make a lot of money on service fees, it seems like the banks and some credit unions got into the business of making a nickel this way. And from what I understand, they have efforts in trying to continue this trend. Very quickly, tell us when that roundtable is today.
The roundtable is going to be taking place at 10 o'clock this morning at Downtown Subs and Salad in downtown Lansing.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks so much for having me.